Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling along with Mike Spring. We're here every week, at least we try to be, with some new ideas and some new information and some news about what's going on in the voiceover industry. And we've got some more sources of opportunity for you. You might remember we did this a few weeks back, or we could call it Sources of Opportunity, the sequel. Or what do you think, Mike, the son of Sources of Opportunity?
I'm going to go with Son of Opportunity, the sequel. That's kind of a little mishmash of all of them.
Okay. I think it's kind of, can you top this? But we've got some great ideas, some that folks are actually doing. And this actually came around because, Mike, you were talking about a radio drama recently that you heard.
Yeah. You know, Warren, you might know I'm a little bit of a science fiction geek.
Is that what those pointy ears are all about?
Exactly. I was listening to a radio drama of a British television show called Torchwood. It's a spinoff of Doctor Who, which some of you might be familiar with. And in it, the entire cast of the show came in and produced a one-hour audio drama. And I really enjoyed it, but I noticed, you know, we don't really do radio plays here in the United States anymore. I know they're still pretty popular in England, but we don't really do them here. And I thought, why not?
Yeah, old-timers might remember back in the mid-70s, there was the CBS Radio Mystery Theater every night around midnight in most markets, and I remember staying up and listening to some of those. They had some terrific stars that loved to get behind the microphone and do these things.
Yeah, and I just figured, you know, in today's day and age where it's so much easier to have access to audio equipment, what's to stop people from creating something along those lines here in the U.S.? Something fun, something creative, you know, a radio drama or some sort of interactive story.
Well, here's something that some folks did recently, and perhaps you can hop on a bandwagon like this one. I got an email this week from a fellow voice actor who, along with about 80 other voice actors, recorded the entire new health bill that Congress is considering right now to put it online for the whole world to hear. Now, she didn't get paid for this project. It was all volunteer. But think of the people that will hear her voice and perhaps keep her in mind for a future project of some sort.
And not to mention what a great cause that is. You know, a lot of people don't really follow along with the intricacies of political stuff like that. But this is a great way to do something for free that'll really help people out. Another thing that I recently encountered that I really enjoyed was I just took my kids to the zoo not too long ago. And this particular zoo had a new thing called a zoo key, which was a little plastic key that you buy. And as you walk throughout the zoo, there are little metal kiosks every so often. And what you do is you touch it with the zoo key and it plays songs or voiceovers about the animals.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. And it was just something that I think, you know, I haven't seen in a lot of zoos or other locations like that. It might be something that you could approach and maybe kind of create your own or approach an existing attraction with as a job that you might be able to do for them.
How about that student we had that went to the Gettysburg battlefield? Tell that story.
Oh, yeah, this was a great one. One of our students, before they were our student, actually went to Gettysburg. And while he was there, he watched a lot of videos and heard some narration about the events that happened there. And seeing those actually inspired him to get into voiceovers, and that's how he came to us.
Terrific. Here's another good one. Let's see if you can tap this one. A graduate of our course called me recently, and she noticed that when she was in her small Pennsylvania town's grocery store, they played music on their public address system, but no one was announcing the specials of the week like you hear in the larger chains. So she took it upon herself to find out who the owner was, approached him, and said, listen, for this store and your other two stores in the market, what would you think if I was the voice doing your specials on a weekly basis? And they're now in negotiation. How cool is that?
That is awesome. Tell you what, though, Warren, I am going to try and top that one. Here's an idea. A lot of people out there are writers or like to do creative things. Instead of just writing your next book, why not make it an audiobook? You can put it on your website, let people listen to it free of charge. It might expose your writing and your voiceover acting to a whole new audience.
All right, here's yet another. Does your local Chamber of Commerce have a weekly or a monthly podcast? Probably not. Why not approach your local chamber and say, listen, I can be the host of your weekly or monthly podcast. And, you know, give them a good rate since you're going to be doing it regularly. Another great idea.
Which brings me to a point I wanted to make, Warren. You know, somebody had to think of the first podcast. And as much as we'd like to take credit for it, it wasn't us. But somebody had to think of it. So who's to say that you're not going to be responsible for creating the next big idea in voiceovers? And, you know, you don't have to have a home studio necessarily to to create this kind of idea. You can use some recording software, or you can book time in a recording studio. You know, some of them will probably give you a pretty fair rate for a startup project that you might be considering.
And I think what we're going to do here is stop talking and let you start talking. All right, get out there, have some fun, check out some of our ideas, see if they pan out for you. Let us know if they do. Don't forget the Voice Coaches blog is updated regularly as well. My good buddy here, what's your name? Oh, Mike Spring. He does that on a regular basis, so check that out at voicecoaches.com. And Mike and I, of course, will be back next week with another informative few minutes. You can subscribe, by the way, through iTunes and voicecoaches.com so you won't miss an episode. We'll catch you next time around.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Okay, so whenever you guys are ready, give it a shot.
Yeah, well, one of our students, before he was one of our students, went to Gettysburg, and while he was touring the area, got to Lachawada.
Got to Lachawada.
Is that the Indian tribe, Lachawada?
The rare Indian tribe, the Lachawadas.
That's good.
Ah, which brings me to a... Dang it.
Holy Lord.
To hitting the microphone.